The market for cybersecurity jobs is growing, and the Valley is becoming a hotspot for those positions. When you hear cybersecurity, you may think of anything from Russia trying to interfere in U.S. elections to someone trying to steal your credit card numbers. With me to help us better understand cybersecurity and talk about related jobs is Jamie Winterton, who is Director of Strategy at the Global Security Initiative at ASU. So, Jamie, how do we define cybersecurity?
I'm glad you asked that question because it's not a very well-defined term. Some people think of it as anything that's involving a computer is cybersecurity. Really, it's the fact that people and computer networks are very deeply intertwined. So it's your credit card number, it's your personal information, but it's also national security and it's also utility companies. Cybersecurity is now this thread that weaves into all sorts of different pieces of life and different companies. It's almost impossible to escape it.
Cybersecurity, I imagine, has changed dramatically even in the past year to 18 months, I would guess, just based on how things are rapidly changing in technology. So when you're thinking about setting up any sort of curriculum to teach the next generation, if they're going to go out in the job market on this, where do you start?
We have to be extraordinarily flexible. So over the course of an undergraduate program, which is 4 years long, things are going to change immensely from the time somebody begins the program until they get their degree. So we have to be really creative with how we weave new topics into our existing classes. So that's why you don't see a lot of changeover in the class titles that are presented, but new concepts are always being brought into classes. Our faculty do a lot of hands-on research as well. So they're out there on the cutting edge, learning new things about cybersecurity. Then they bring those things and constantly reinvent their classes to match.
So what do cybersecurity jobs look like now? I mean, can it be as simple as, you know, working for some sort of store, but then it can also go up to intense international government things?
Absolutely. One thing that we've noticed is all of the companies that we've talked to, whether they're in technology or not, are very eager to talk with us about cybersecurity. We've talked to restaurant companies. We've talked to other educational groups. We've talked to large companies and small companies, governments at the local, state, and national level. When we think of cybersecurity jobs, a lot of times we think about the security operations analysts. So these are the people that they work for a company, they monitor the networks, they look at the traffic and pick out anomalous signatures. So, hey, there's something bad going on the network. We need to make sure that we stop that and protect against it in the future. But cybersecurity, there's also a lot of legal and policy positions that are coming online. Yeah. There are even communications about cybersecurity positions. This is something that we need to talk about more generally with the public. If we're all connected in the same network together, then we need to make sure that everybody is up to speed and everyone can have basic protective measures.
So even those of us who are not heavily involved in technology, should we have seen this kind of thing coming? Should we have seen the need for this?
Information warfare is nothing new. Information warfare goes back to the days of Genghis Khan and before. So we have anticipated some of those things and tried to protect. What we didn't quite anticipate was the depth to which the internet permeates our lives. Even if you are the biggest Luddite and you don't want to have a smartphone and you don't have internet at your home, it's the banking that you use, your bank has your records online. Medical records are going online now. And when we invented the internet, we invented it to share as much data with as many people as fast as possible. And it does that admirably. What it wasn't built to do was keep all that information secure. So now we're in this position where we have an existing internet. We have a lot of security problems that are embedded in that. And how do we catch up? How do we fix those things?
If we're trusting cybersecurity folks to help us reach a certain level of security, again, whether it's at the low level or the highest level we can imagine, should we just be willing to trust that the people in cybersecurity are there for good reasons? Mm-hmm. How do we know that they're in it for protective reasons as opposed to attacking reasons?
It's a valid question. A lot of those same techniques are used in attack and in defense. And there's a whole position called penetration tester where people learn how to be hackers and they work for organizations and they test the network of that company. They go in and they behave like a hacker so the company will know, here are all the problems in my network. I can go fix them now because I've paid someone to do that for me. Yeah. In our educational programs, we try to show that side of it. Say, all right, if you really want to break things, there's ways that you can do that legally. Just please do it legally. And when people sign up for our courses or for our hacking team, hacking is now a collegiate sport. We have a team called the Pwn Devils. They go out and compete different universities. In order to keep in the program, they have to sign an agreement that they will only use their powers for good, or they'll be removed from the program.
Jamie Winterton is Director of Strategy at the Global Security Initiative at ASU.